Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to the Boneyard with Steve Robertson. As always, I am your good friend and host, Steve Robertson. Here on the Hump Day edition of the Yard, it feels like forever since I recorded. I do enjoy doing the show, but there at times it gets to be a bit of a grind. It does. And sorry, I recorded, you know, so early because I thought you guys would really want to hear from me on Labor Day. And I labored on Labor Day. It's what we do. It's law for people like me. But it's good to be with you. And I'm going to actually record this in parts. This part is being recorded before the coaches show. So I'm going to record, take a break, go to the coaches show, come back and finish up. So you'll have anything that came from Jeff Lebby. We've got some discussion about Kenny Dillingham and Arizona State. We're going to take our first segment, kind of preview Arizona State. We'll have a cool top 10 list for you. And then in addition to that, I'm going to address some things that were kind of in the Mississippi State conversation involving Zach Selman and some of our NIL stuff. I've spoken to Zach. I have spoken to people in the Mississippi State football office, and I've got some information for you. And the first thing that I want to say about that before we get too deep into the reads, the intention behind that article was very positive. I think some people kind of picked and chose a few words they didn't like, and there were a couple statements in there that probably could have used a little more clarity. But, guys, I think the most important thing is we got to stop conducting the autopsy, right? We have a segment of our fan base, and sometimes I've been guilty of it too, okay? We have a segment of our fan base that it's like, man, we want to work so hard to find someone to blame about something that no longer matters. And I think that's really the message now, and really kind of the message from Zach Selman and people in the Mississippi State football office is like, you know, it's about our progress. Look at the progress that we have made. Look at the commitment we have made to football. Not about, hey, we're going to just, you know, come out both barrels blazing and just kind of shooting darts at other people. I mean, that's not – and some people have kind of twisted those words and those comments – I think in a way that they were not intended. So, again, we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, but I wanted to get that out there first. But, man, one of the things I forgot to do, too, in my haste to record the show about the win, I didn't give our folks at Kalita Guitars a shout-out. We're going to get a couple today, but I wanted to talk to you guys right out of the gate about the website itself. Guys, you owe it to yourself to go to the KalitaGuitars.com website. Even if you're not necessarily in the market for a guitar just yet, right? Maybe you're a player or you want to be a player. Right now, maybe you just crush a lot. But you want to upgrade the rig. And guys, you don't know how many times I have thought so long and hard about pulling the trigger on some of the stuff. And it stays with me. It does. Like, I'll look at stuff and I'm like, you know, man, I think it'll be okay. The guys, and I'll be again, I'm not making a big commitment here. But the one that I'm looking at, and I continue to go back to, it just keeps pulling me back. And again, I can't go spend thousands of bucks on a guitar. I own two businesses, and so yeah, when we're small business people, and so I can't just go write a check for a guitar that I may only play every once in a while. But I'm looking at this Ibanez JEMJR-WH, the Steve Vai Signature Electric Guitar, white. It's got the monkey grip on it. It is so clean. It reminds me of that Yankee Rose video with David Lee Roth years ago. And like I tell myself, if I had a better guitar, I would play more. And there's truth. And you'd only get better. It's like the violin lesson, right? If the only time you play is when you go to the violin or the piano lesson, you never really get better. You go to the lesson, then you practice on your own. And so there are a lot of things I would like to do. And sometimes I'll sit around, I'll play. My wife's like, hey, what were you playing? I was like, I don't know. You know, it just kind of came to me. But the reality of it is I do love playing my guitar. I don't know that I'm ready to get on stage and play for you. I might be a little nervous. But yeah, I dig it so much. And one of the things that jumps out to me too, like if I was just going to go write a check, like let's say that I won the Powerball, right? Well, number one, most of you would never see or hear from me ever again. If I did win the Powerball, dude, I would go nuts at Kaluta Guitars. I mean, I would have so many guitars, and sometimes I would buy guitars just like for other people to sign, like their signature models. But some of you are really serious players, and I hear from you guys all the time that there are some very serious guitars on here. There's a hollow body electric guitar, Brown Burst. It's a Yamaha. It's regularly $4,360. Guys, it's like $3,100. So you get 29% discount, and it is so good looking. Like, that's one of the things that I love about, you know, guitars, right? Number one, they're cool, first of all. But how many times, like, have you seen, like, Slash play that Sunburst Les Paul on stage? You think, man, that thing looks so cool. And it does. But you can get a guitar really for any level player in your life. That Yamaha RSP920 or RSP20. With the Swift Blue paint job, that's a cool-looking guitar, too. But it's not just about the sound. Sometimes it's about the look, right? And I've got some beat-up guitars that have a lot of character that I love. But, man, sometimes I wish I just had something a little bit sleeker. And so it's not just a guitar shop. As we mentioned before, they do mariachi stuff, ukuleles, violins, guitars, so many cool things. And really all the accessories you need. And it's interesting, too, they've got one of the offers I got right now is a Guild Special Edition Polera Kim Thayil model of Soundgarden. Retail MSRP, $1,245. They're selling it for $899. Yeah, so again, if you're a Soundgarden guy, you know, like, just playing like a room 1,000 years wide, you can play it on basically the same guitar that Kim plays it on. I think that's absolutely outstanding. And one of the things, too, I wanted to share with you, too, there's just a lot that happens, you know, when you have a guitar. There's a lot. I think it makes you a different person. Those are my feelings. It makes you a different person. And so I would encourage you, be sure and check them out. And we'll talk a little bit more about them later in the show. But again, that's kalidoguitars.com, C-A-L-I-D-O guitars.com. And use your promo code BSR. Get your 10% off your purchase, no shipping, no sales tax unless you live in the state of Texas, and they make a 5% donation to the Mississippi State Excellence Fund. All right, let's jump right into it. Before we get into our Arizona preview, too, I need to shout out our friends at Bulldog Burger Company. We love them. We do, because they'll nourish us. You know, we put our feet under their table. They just kind of take care of everything. One of the reasons that I go out to eat is because I don't want to do anything, right? Sometimes it's like, I just want to go out and get something great that's not fast food. I just want to go get a great meal and get great service. That's the joy of going out, right? It's like, I don't have to deal with any cleanup. I don't have to deal with any prep or any cooking. I can just go eat a great meal and then go home. And that's, to me, when Dan and I get to go do something, that's the part to me. It's not just the fact that I don't want her to have to worry about, hey, and I let her know early in the day, hey, let's go out tonight. We're going to get something to eat. Let's go to Bulldog Burger Company. And sometimes we get it to go. They do a great job packaging those to-go orders, too. I don't like my food to touch when it's in the delivery container. I don't really care when it's on the plate. I know it's weird, but that's how I feel. They do a really good job there. So if you're looking for, like, a great dinner to go, you can get it done at Bulldog Burger Company. But there's nothing quite like being there. I get the spring rolls as my appetizer probably 99% of the time because I need that as part of my beauty care regimen. You do too. It'll make you better looking. And then find your own favorites. If you're a newbie to Bulldog Burger Company, go to the Bulldog first. And some people want to like jump in with both feet, and you might bite off a little more than you can chew. But again, for you newbies, let's start with the Bulldog. Maybe the Freshman 15. Maybe the Bryant. Maybe. But be careful. A lot of good choices on there. And you're going to enjoy them all. But I want you to be able to kind of jump in there and enjoy that. Get that chocolate shake to go. You ride that ride home with a smile. Three great locations to serve you. University Drive in Stark Vegas, Gloucester Street there in Tupelo, Lake Harbor Drive in the Rich and Flowood area. Bulldog Burger Company, the place where people go to meet. M-E-A-T. Okay, I'm jacked about the game. Listen, this is probably the biggest home game we've had in years. I go back to maybe 21, you know, maybe in 21. Maybe that's, you know, the last time that we had some real home games of significance. You know, of course, winning the Egg Bowl in 22 was big, but that was a road game. It was a game that we expected to win. I mean, Bo Bounds is my friend, but we argued all year, and I said, you're going to be so shocked when State and Ole Miss end up with the same regular season record. State has the egg and goes to a bowl game, a better bowl game at Ole Miss. Oh, it's not going to happen. It did. It did. A lot's changed since then, as you guys are well aware. But a lot's changed at Arizona State, too. And, you know, Kenny Dillingham, those guys went 3-9 in 23. And they brought in, like, 37, 40 transfers and all these, you know, new signees and stuff. And they really just kind of flipped their roster. And so in some ways, I kind of feel like they're a year ahead of us. Now, I'm not going to sit here and forecast that Mississippi State's going to go to playoff. That's not at all what I'm suggesting. But I think it's pretty safe to say they, I think, kind of showed what's possible. If you do great evaluation and really commit to the portal, you have a chance to change the direction of your program. I mean, they're ranked 10th in the coaches poll, 12th on the AP right now, 1 week in. Let's take a quick look back at last year, and then we'll look at kind of what's happened so far. It's just been 1 week. But I like this team after watching them over the weekend. I like them. But they are a different team without Cam Scatabo. Right? We all know. But they opened the year last year, 48-7 win over Wyoming, and it was really not much to it. Should have been worse, quite frankly. And then they get us 30-23, and of course, they kind of, the edge comes off. They get the big lead at the half, and State kind of rallies there at the end. But there have been so many times that I've wondered, what if Blake Shapen doesn't fumble? Because they got that scoop and score. Like, what if we just take a sack there and punt? What if that changes things, right? Because that they had the juice, and then they built upon it. And give them credit, they made a play to get some separation in the ball game. We ended up losing this game by 7. However, Arizona State did kind of run out the clock in plus territory. But you begin to wonder, like, obviously Arizona State wins the Big 12 anyway, right? But you wonder what this does to kind of the complexion of our season and their season if State's able to win that game. They turn around in 5 days and they play at Texas State. They had to kind of survive that game. They win 31-28. And, yeah, it's a quick turnaround and a road trip. Then they go to Lubbock and get beat by Texas Tech 30-22. Kansas comes in. Kansas, pretty good team. Lance Leopold has done a good job there. They get the job done 35-31. They get Utah at the time, who was ranked 16th in the country, 27-19. So you start thinking, these guys may be for real. Then they lose at Cincinnati, 24-14. You know, Fickell's not there anymore. It's not supposed to happen. Then they travel to Stillwater and knock off Oklahoma State, double them up, 42-21. They get Central Florida. Really a big game. Huge game. 35-31 winners over Central Florida. Then they get Kansas State on the road, and Kansas State was ranked in the top 20 at the time in both polls, and they win 24-14. And it only gets better from there, right? If you are a Arizona State fan, because you get BYU the following Saturday for homecoming and senior day, and it's a gold out, and you beat a very physical BYU squad 28-23. Then, kind of the cherry on top there, you go to Tucson and you run the Wildcats out of their own stadium, 49-7. Wouldn't we like to be on the end, on the positive side of a 49-7 decision against our bitter rivals? Well, they win that, and so, of course, they end up going to the Big 12 championship game. And I don't know that a lot of people thought Arizona State would beat Iowa State. I mean, Campbell and that group's done a good job. Not only did they beat them, they destroyed them, 45-19. I don't know if you even watched that or kept up with that. And I know a lot of people on our board were like, you know, hey, Arizona State may end up in a playoff. Wouldn't that be something, right? Well, they did. But if you go back, I mean, and obviously you got a lot of football to watch these days, but I don't know that people fully appreciate, like, Arizona State outgained Iowa State by well over 100 yards in this game. Passing was about the same. They nearly doubled them up on the rushing side. And just really just kind of controlled the flow of this game in every aspect. And when you kick off eight times in a game, chances are you're going to win. And they did. And look at individual numbers here. Sam Levitt, pretty efficient. 12 for 17, 219 yards. Three touchdowns, and then Cam Scottabo runs for 170. When you're getting that kind of production out of your stars, chances are you're going to win. And they did. And then they get in the playoffs and probably played in the most entertaining game of the season last year against Texas. I'm trying to remember where I was. I was with some friends and family, and we watched that game. I don't remember where I was. But nevertheless, I remember I was at the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. That's where I was. I think that's right. But anyway, it was so crazy because you think, okay, all right, Texas is just going to kind of – all right, they've settled down. It's going to be okay. Dude, this game was so wild. And I think it says so much about Arizona State because they had every chance in this game just to kind of roll over. And so you know what, guys? We've made a good run. It's done. It's 14-3 after one. It's 17-3 at the break. And you think, you know what? Texas will just kind of salt this thing away. Well, then Arizona State begins to get some plays defensively. They get a safety. They pitch a shutout quarter. And then that fourth quarter just goes wild. 16 points in the fourth quarter to force overtime. And it eventually goes two overtimes. And I remember Cam Scottabo just absolutely playing his heart out in this game. But I think it says a lot about the culture at Arizona State. And so that's something that's difficult to beat. When you have an opponent that truly believes they're going to beat you, and I don't mean all this canned hype where, you know, everybody's in their Instagram DMs and stuff like that. Now, you guys are the greatest, you know. But when you have a true belief in yourself that is kind of built over the quality of a season where you face some adversity and you begin to develop some esprit de corps, you begin to build culture. You begin to learn to trust each other. And you're like, you know, I can go out here and go 100%, and when I have to come off the field, the guy that goes in to replace me is going to do the same. And so then you're not pacing yourself. You're just playing wide open, and they did. So last week again,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
It's Northern Arizona. We talked about this a little bit on Monday. Yes, Northern Arizona is from the FCS. Yes. Yes, they've had some transfers that, you know, came from the FBS. So they probably upgrade their town a little bit. And they run some pretty exotic stuff on defense. A lot of five-man, bear-type fronts. Do some overhang stuff. You don't see it a lot. And you would say, well, you know, Arizona State had all summer to prepare. Guys, Arizona State didn't take all summer to prepare for Northern Arizona, right? Northern Arizona, athlete to athlete, cannot compete with Arizona State, period. They ran a lot of base, defense. They didn't do a lot offensively. There wasn't a lot of wrinkles. And in games like this, and even Kenny Dillingham admitted there's a little gamesmanship because you don't want to show too much in game one. You know, once you get deeper into the season, you kind of are who you are. You can't reinvent your identity, but you can add some wrinkles. But, yeah, they were pretty vanilla. And if you watch that game, you'll see kind of like Mississippi State against Southern Miss, you saw a lot of the same plays over and over. And Michael Montgomery from Southern Miss kind of said the same thing about the Bulldogs. They ran like the same eight plays the whole game. And so you're not going to be able to make a lot of conclusions about who Arizona State is based on that game, nor should you, right? It'd be one thing, like if they played Arizona or they'd played Texas or somebody like that where you had to kind of get up on your horse a little bit. They didn't have to do that. But kind of looking back at the numbers and what kind of what conclusions we can kind of draw from that, not a lot. But it's all we have to work with. And it's shared that they get out to the early lead. It's 14-0. But, man, Northern Arizona had a couple of drives where they had a chance to kind of make this thing really interesting. They truly did. And they just kind of weren't able to capitalize. And, again, that's where the difference in the strength and conditioning programs kind of shows up. That's where the quality of your athlete and your roster shows up, right? If I can pick my 22 and you got to play with the leftovers, I'm going to beat you almost every time. This is kind of like that same way. When your 22 are better than their 22, it's tough for them to win. And so as a result, you don't have to go out there and put things on tape. You don't have to go out there and maybe exert yourself or you just don't. You want to respect the game. You want to respect the opponent. But the reality of it is you're going to hold some things back. That's just how it works. But what's interesting, guys, you know, it was a 14-3 game, and then it was a 17-3 game, and then late in the half, Arizona State had a chance to make it a bigger lead. They didn't. And in that second quarter, too, Northern Arizona had to settle for a field goal. They had two golden opportunities to score and really make this thing interesting. It very easily could have been 17-10 at the break. And again, you read the fan commentary, people are like, I can't believe we're struggling. You won the game without really having to do a lot of exotic stuff, and you got to be happy with that. And in that third quarter, the first drive of the second half went to Arizona State, and that drive was kind of bogging down a little bit. And on third and four, Sam Levitt just takes off. They vacate the middle, and Sam's like, I'm going. And he outruns everybody. And that's the thing probably about this game that worries me the most, is that we can do everything right for 4 or 5 seconds on a play, and then all of a sudden it becomes a one-on-one matchup with a linebacker or a safety in Sam Levitt, and maybe we kind of fall asleep a little bit. And he is the kind of guy, I've shared on some shows, he reminds me a little bit of Bo Nix. And what I mean by that is he is a plus runner at quarterback. He is not just a quarterback that is going to get flushed out of the pocket and run ahead like 3 yards and slide. This is a guy that runs like a wide receiver in the open field. He is a tremendous athlete. And we have had some mobile quarterbacks in recent years that have given us a lot of trouble. Sam is also a pretty good passer. Yeah, I mean, he's not getting some dark horse Heisman discussion just based off his running ability. And so, yeah, this is a guy that can make some things happen for them. But that's where I think we have to be especially disciplined. And maybe you do spy him. And I don't listen. If you're bringing pressure, I think you bring it in his face, or you bring it up the middle, or you bring it blindside. Front side pressure against mobile quarterbacks sometimes is kind of kryptonite for a defense, because when they see it, yeah, they may throw it quickly, but when you've got a guy like Sam Levitt, when he sees it, he's just going to take off, right? And so if your rush lanes don't have integrity, it's going to be a big play, and you're going to have some guys that have run themselves out of the play. I love front side pressure on quarterbacks that are not plus runners, because you influence the quarterback. You force them to get it out early. But when you've got a guy like Sam that can extend plays, and you guys remember we played Bo Nix, I mean, we could not get that guy on the ground. Just couldn't do it. And so that's probably the best player comp from an SEC that I can offer you. But it's an impressive play, and I'm sure it's out there on social media. You can see exactly what I'm talking about. Levitt drops back to pass. There's just not much there, and he just takes off. And you got to think, everybody in the secondary has the angle on him, and he flattens the angle. Just couldn't do it. I mean, you couldn't, and maybe the receivers did a good job kind of decoying that when he saw things break down. You think people react when the crowd begins to roar, but there was really no question about it. And then that makes a 24-6 game. And from there, and I hate to use the word coasting, but I'm going to, they just kind of coasted the rest of the way. Now, give Northern Arizona some credit. They tried to make a game of it. Of course, they had to play two quarterbacks in the game. And then Levitt scores just before the end of the third quarter to make it a 31-13 game. That last touchdown that came from Northern Arizona came in the game's final minute. You know, if you look at it and say 38-19, that's not very impressive. It's kind of like the states of the miss thing, right? They score a garbage touchdown. Northern Arizona scores a garbage touchdown. 38-10, 38-13. 34-10, sound and feel a lot better. Even though you've doubled up your opponent, it just sounds better when you hold somebody to 10 or less points. But, yeah, it's just an interesting matchup for us. And I think this game is going to be won or lost based on what happens when Arizona State has the football and when Mississippi State's on defense. I think we're going to be able to score. I think their defense will make some plays. But I think we, based on last year, have something to prove. Now, they've got some running backs that, of course, you know, that have some talent. They do. One of them, native of Tupelo, Mississippi, Kyson Brown. And guy grew up Bulldog fan. Came here ringing cowbells. Didn't get recruited by Mississippi State. And he's in the Honors College there, too. I've had a lot of interaction with Arizona State fans this week, and if you're a subscriber to 247 Sports, let me encourage you, go over there and check out the Sun Devil Source, our Arizona State affiliate. They do a really nice job over there. And the community's really good, too. And when I say good, I mean, like, we talk football over there mostly. I have worked in some comments about putting Tabasco on your microwave popcorn, but they want to talk football. You know, some other message boards out there that they want to talk about, like it's a Seinfeld episode. It's not really the case over there. There's a few off-topic teams, but by and large, they talk football. But, again, small sample size to work with here, but the Arizona State puts up 458 yards of offense. And think about the fact they had two huge plays, including a touchdown, that were called back. So they very easily could have gone over 500 yards and possibly around 550. Northern Arizona put up 331 yards. And a lot of that, too, I say a lot. Maybe that's not fair. Some of that, a large percentage, came after the game was decided. Again, because the edge comes off. And you play younger players and things like that. But what's interesting from a passing standpoint, and I think maybe this is one of the things that we probably spend a little time on here. Guys, Northern Arizona threw for 242 yards. So an FCS team lines up and they throw it 42 times. Now, 26 of 42, and they throw, you know, the one interception. And Sam threw one, too, kind of late in the game. It was just kind of like a wing and a prayer type thing. But this Northern Arizona team is not going to be able to match up with a Power 4 defense but they still threw for 242 yards. Now, some of that, obviously, is because there was separation in the game, and in the second half, you're going to throw it a little bit more because you're competitive. But I think that's something to really consider, because Mississippi State is going to throw the football. Now, we're not going to run the air raid, but we're going to throw the football. And we're going to try to run the football to set up some stuff down the field, some vertical passing stuff, because we have quarterbacks and receivers that can do that. And so it'll be interesting what that first drive looks like. And I think a lot of it's going to depend on what the defense shows, right? If they play two high safeties, you got to go run the football. If they walk safeties down in the box, well, then maybe you can take some shots outside of the numbers. But I do think it is interesting that they give up that many. I mean, you give up 26 completions in a ball game. It's tough. It is. Now, Northern Arizona ran for just 89 yards. You expect some of that, right? You expect a little bit of that just because it's an FCS team playing a Power 4 team. And Arizona State rushed for 201 yards. But what I found interesting watching the game is, Northern Arizona just kind of, again, showed these odd fronts. They had a lot of run blitz stuff. And then at times, the Browns, the two running backs, they were just getting it going. Like, and you make a guy miss or you break through a tackle, there just wasn't much contained. It's clear that Northern Arizona wanted to play this game at the line of scrimmage. When they were able to fit gaps, they were able to get stops. When they weren't, there were gap plays available. And the thing that I wondered is, hey, if you know they're going to go ahead and run these run blitzes here, you know, why not work some screen stuff behind it? But maybe the mobility of Sam Levitt makes a difference in your play calling there. I'm sure it does. But, we talked about that guy's the average 9 yards, 9.1 yards per carry. That stands out to me. And, again, a lot of that is, it's chunk plays. But Levitt led them in rushing with 73 yards, tied with Kyson Brown. Shout out to the Golden Wave of Tupelo High School. And then Relique Brown had 5 for 38. So even though he didn't have quite as many attempts, and again, if you look at what Mississippi State did, kind of spreading the ball around as you get separation to kind of also kind of spread the wear and tear out, that's basically the same philosophy Arizona State had. It's amazing how similar the games were and how they were managed between Mississippi State and Arizona State. Very, very similar. Sam Levitt, 7 carries. Kyson Brown, 7. Relique Brown, 5. And then Kanye Udo with 2. And so just 22 carries, but averaging 9.1 per. Now, it helps when you get that 52-yarder, and then Kyson Brown had 1 for 34. But they had some chunk plays. And I think every running back had at least 19 yards as their long rush. And so that's just, again, they want to run the football. Relique Brown said in yesterday's media session that that's clear. We have to run the football. Defensively, Jordan Crook led them in tackles last week. He's a guy that's back. He spoke in post-game media, and he said, hey, yeah, we had pretty good performance, but it wasn't up to our standard. And that's what you'd expect one of your leaders to say. Especially, you give up 19 points to an FCS team and a couple sustained drives. Yeah, I mean, guys like that that have some pride, that's how they're going to react. But kind of working through here, one of the guys that flashed to me, and really two guys, Keith Abney the second. I really like what I saw from him on film. But the Montana Warren kid, and both of these guys are DBs, they like to move them around. Like, they're part of the blitz package, and they'll blitz out of the slot, they'll blitz off the corner. There's a lot with that that I think you can kind of take away. And if you're Blake Shapen, knowing where that's coming from, you know where your check down or your hot read's got to be. So that's interesting. Now, a couple things that I would share with you, too, that maybe won't make the papers, at least not yet, is yesterday Arizona State's media was allowed to watch some practice, a good bit of practice, but they were like, hey, no injury update, and please don't report on the depth chart. Well, the depth chart, of course, sometimes is kind of a moving target. But the fact that somebody administratively said, hey, we don't want you guys reporting on this, tells me there's an issue. Because I've been on the other end of that. And so if we're not reporting depth charts, or we're not reporting, you know, what the line looked like or whatever, then there's some guys that are banged up. We discussed a little bit of that on Monday's show. And so we'll see kind of how things progress. But maybe we'll get more of an update today or tomorrow. But there are clearly some guys that are not 100%. That's the case for us, too. You know, we don't expect we don't expect Steen to play for us this week. I think what you're going to see happen is we'll see what happens with Jimothy Lewis. If Jimothy is good to go, then he'll start at left, and then I think Albert will start at right. Luke Work is back, and that's what we've expected, and Levy kind of confirmed that on the teleconference today. So that'll be interesting. But they have had some guys banged up. They have. And we talked about, you know, Moss got the receiver, had a lower extremity injury in the ball game in the second quarter, did not return. What's interesting about that aspect of it is they've got a young man by the last name Hamilton that they've been really excited about too. And if you go look at their boards, they've been wanting to get him on the field. I think there is a good chance that we're going to see a lot of him. You know, Jordan Tyson obviously is the straw that stirs a drink, and he is an SEC guy, right? And I mean that with the highest form of praise. No disrespect to the Big 12. We're going to see a lot of guys comparable to him the rest of the year. But this is a big-time guy, right? Jordan Tyson, 12 grabs, 141 yards, a couple touchdowns. And his dexterity is freakish. Incredible catch radius, no stiffness in his game. He's just one of these kinds of guys that is a long, lean athlete that can really make you pay. And a lot of times you just kind of throw it up and let him go make a play for you. And that's going to be interesting. I think there is going to be this game within the game, this chess game. You'd love to have Kelly Jones on it. No, I think Kelly Jones physically can absolutely compete with Jordan Tyson. Now, Jordan Tyson, again, is an SEC-caliber route runner. So there's some nuance of the game that Tyson will bring that'll be real challenging. But I also noticed, even against Northern Arizona, there were times they would move Tyson to the slot to give him an opportunity to pair up with a safety, and there are not a lot of safeties that are going to be able to run with him. He's what we call a two-stepper, right? I mean, when he gets up to full speed, he can cover, you know, 5 yards, two steps. You know, he is a guy that can really, really run. And so I share that with you because I think that will be the game within the game. You know, do they move Tyson some to the slot to give him the middle of the field to operate in? It makes good sense to me. There'll be some times they'll move him out wide and just throw 50-50 balls to him. If they find a way to get him paired up with Diego Bramfield, and Diego does play bigger than he's listed, but Diego not the biggest guy, and Jordan Tyson, a guy that can clearly elevate, that's a matchup that would favor them. So we got to make sure that we keep Tyson in matchups that are advantageous to us, or at least 50-50. We can't be in a situation where there is a disadvantaged matchup, and that's what scheming is all about. Real quickly, and we'll get ready to pause here shortly because I got to do an Arizona State podcast too. But special teams. Canyon Floyd, the punter, averaged 48.5 with 250-plus. Some of that is the desert air. The humidity here, of course, makes a little bit of a difference. When we went out there and played in Arizona and at Arizona State, you saw our kicking averages go up a little bit too. Kickoffs is one of the things too. They had three different guys kick off. Seven kickoffs, they had three touchbacks. Now, one of those was kicked into the end zone, but returned. And they got a sizable return out of it. But Canyon Floyd, four kickoffs, 64.5 yards. Jesus Gomez, 64. So these, you know, they're touchbacks really because people are making the call. They had Carson Kiefer came in and kicked. But the reality of it is, I think, again, there will be the possibility for a play to be made in a return game. Now, the hope is Arizona State's not kicking off a lot. But if they're not able to carry it into the end zone in that cool desert air, you know, what's going to happen in the humidity of here? Will that ball come down around the five-yard line? Or, you know, Jeff Levy in the past sometimes too, I mean, anything close, we just fair catch it. But I think if you're Cliff Odom, you got to say, you know what? We may get a chance here to make a play. And you got Davin Booth, obviously, and Ann Evans that are guys that are really good kick returners. So you get the opportunity. Maybe you can do some things there. We talked about Jesus Gomez. He missed one field goal, and it was 57 yards. And the one he made, 36, was a little bit of an adventure. But in the box score, it's right down the middle. But I do think special teams is going to be a factor because of the fact that I expect this to be a very competitive game. Now, Arizona State, when they're rolling, if they come out and establish the run and kind of put you in a situation where you have to defend multidimensional, where you can't make them one-dimensional, and I think they're so skilled offensively, that's going to be difficult to do, to make them one-dimensional, it can be interesting. To say the least. I think that they are a team that's very, very talented. I don't know that the wide receiver depth has really been exercised yet. It may be different, this week. I think because of the fact the attention that Tyson is going, he's not just a great player. Sometimes he's a great decoy because he may occupy the safety and give that slot guy the opportunity to make some plays in the middle of the field. And, is that Moss? Is that Hamilton? We'll see. But, kind of looking back at the receiving numbers last year, guys, Jordan Tyson was, 1,101 yards last year. The second leading receiver on that team was Cam Scatabo. And then from there, the production falls off a good bit. Xavier Guillory had 22 grabs for 339 yards and 5 touchdowns. Shimon Mateer is a tight end. He had 32 grabs last year, so that's clearly a matchup that they'll want to exploit. He is a guy, too, that has been nursing a calf injury for a while, too, so that's something that we'll watch. And then Melquan Stovall had 24 catches. Nobody else had more than 20 catches on the team. So, again, the depth of that group is still really left to be determined, because even last year in a playoff situation, they checked it down a lot to the running back and to the tight end. When you begin to work through that, again, Scatabo had 45 catches, and then, Mateer, 32. So between the two of them, they're right there at Jordan Tyson's numbers, and that's really kind of the bulk of the production. They had 234 catches, and between those three players, you're talking, 160 almost. And so you kind of understand what I'm saying. I think that there may be some opportunities, obviously, that you can stick with some man coverage, maybe. Maybe you can account for one more guy in the box. But it's a talented group. It is. And I think one of the things you begin to ask yourself, too, with so many players back, basically on offense, kind of what they lost was Cam Scatabo in the center, basically. There are a couple guys, too, that, were on offense that maybe were not major contributors. But that's what we're looking at. But defensively, I don't think that there's that one guy you look at and say, hey, this guy is an absolute game wrecker. And, again, they've had a few guys kind of banged up, especially on the defensive front. But, again, it's a group that knows each other well. It's a group that's played a lot of snaps together. And so that cohesion sometimes is a great weapon. I think that's one of those things that you have to always consider. You guys that know each other well communicate well. Guys that have been in a system for a year or two know what's expected of them. So even in a loud environment, they know how to, sometimes just by a look, not even necessarily a hand signal, you get the opportunity to kind of figure some things out. But good team. And in the event that Mississippi State wins, it's going to be a really good win. And I don't care what number's next to their name. But I think this is a team, obviously, that should have your full attention. And what I mean by that is you're not going to play or coach this game, but you can attend the game and you can come make this a very hostile environment and help cheer on your Bulldogs. Of course, being a hostile environment is just kind of cheering for your team and rooting against the other ones. We don't believe in, personal insults and all that good stuff. But, we need you here in Starkville. We do. So if you're on the fence about coming, please allow me to encourage you to make plans to attend. All the new enhancements, the LED lights, and of course we've shared with you earlier this week about there were so many things that we have done, I guess it was last week now, last Wednesday, to make the game day experience even greater. And I think you're going to want to say you were there. There were a lot of people, obviously, that have politicked for these LED lights for a long time. And we would get a chance to see Davis Wade Stadium in a new light. No pun intended, even though figuratively and literally that's the case. So we got a quality opponent coming in, a power four non-conference opponent. And a lot of people, oh, I want to see State play somebody good. Well, you got a chance to see State play somebody good on the first night with the LED lights and so many other new amenities, but also, too, you're the first home game of the year. First home game of the year. So please don't have this show me attitude. You matter, and I'm going to make a plea to our students. You guys are the lifeblood of our fan base. You're the future of our fan base. You're our future donors. At some point, some of you will have your name on buildings at Mississippi State. At some point, you will be involved in a big part of our NIL and our fundraising stuff. But these are memories with your friends that you only get a short time in life to make. But Mississippi State needs you, whether it be basketball, baseball, football, but especially in football and basketball, because of the fact that, you know, baseball, everybody kind of cheers, something good happens. But there are times when the team needs you to help elevate the rest of the crowd. We have sometimes people get caught watching a game and not helping be a part of the game. They're just spectators. We need you to help influence people to be contributors to the game. So when the team needs you, when there's a big moment in the game, we need you to rise in unison and ring those bells. And I promise you, the rest of the group will go along with you. They don't get to singing too fast either when we do the, you know, fight song at the beginning of the, we don't do that. Go to Cowbell Yell. Make sure you're coming in right. Don't be like Joe Bro on Instagram. You're kind of coming in late, coming in hot. But we need you. And we love you. And I don't know that people fully always appreciate the value that our students bring to us on game day. You hear a lot of people griping about you left some trash behind, and you know what? That you don't need to. But we need your voices. We need your bells as we get ready to take on the Arizona State Sun Devils. All right, time for today's Close with Blair, Player of the Day. It's not going to be a player. It's going to be a friend of Mississippi State. Yeah, that's right. We'll get to that shortly. Let's thank Blair Chandler at Close with Blair for being our friend. We all need friends in industries that perhaps we're not very familiar with. You don't know that when you're young. But that's the cool thing about being a part of this fan base and living in a great state like Mississippi. You know, I got a tire guy. I got a plumber guy. You know what? I got a mortgage guy, you know. And they're saved in my phone for that. You know, when I need something, I know who to reach out to. That's one thing about having a community, right? Instead of having to just go Google or get on the yellow pages, we just kind of trade names back and forth. And so I'm helping you here. Save Blair Chandler in your phone is the mortgage guy. Yeah. 601-500-2344. Do it now. 601-500-2344. Blair Chandler, mortgage guy. Put him in your phone. You may not need him today, but you may need him tomorrow. And you need to have somebody with the expertise and know-how to get things done. Yeah. 24 years of experience in this industry. Get his expertise and know-how working for you. Yeah, that's a life hack they don't tell you about. You know, get that pre-qualification letter so you're not shopping above your means. You know exactly what you can get approved for. It helps you too. I mean, you do all those Zillow searches and things like that. You get so excited. You need to know what's in your price range. And once you do, you begin to make some real decisions about your next move in life. So whether it's your first home, your next home, or your retirement home, Blair Chandler is the name to know. Hit him up today, closetheblair.com. Be sure to let him know you heard about him on the show. That's right. He's a regular Boneyard listener. He is a jam band guy, but don't hold that against him. Okay, he's a great mortgage loan originator. All right, your Mississippi State Player of the Day is Charlie Winfield. We're going to talk about Charlie a little bit more later in the show. But I don't know that we do enough to kind of shout out Charlie for the job that he's done. And what I mean by that is, how many of you, honest to goodness, how many of you would basically just kind of go on hiatus from your regular job to start a collective to help Mississippi State? I'd say it's a very small percentage. And then how many of you would have been able to successfully navigate through all those rules, not get yourself in trouble, not get in trouble with the IRS, not get Mississippi State in trouble, and then think that you found some value in all that? I would say the percentage goes down even more. And how many of you would have been able to make that collective, the official collective of Mississippi State? In the beginning, there were a handful of collectives trying to help Mississippi State. All very well intended, but in the end, Charlie Winfield's last of the Mohicans, baby. That's right. And there were a lot of schools out there that kind of have an adversarial relationship with their collective. Not with Mississippi State, Charlie Winfield. It's not. And it blows my mind to think that a guy, a very successful practicing attorney here in Starkville, would say, you know what, let me just kind of work part-time at my regular job, and I'm going to go work full-time with this. And Charlie, you know, God bless him, you know, has probably put in more hours than maybe anybody other than me in the last few years. But I can tell you, Charlie Winfield loves Mississippi State. We love Charlie. We would not be in the position we're in right now if it wasn't for Charlie Winfield. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And anybody that tells you otherwise is absolutely ill-informed. Charlie Winfield, your Mississippi State Player of the Day, brought to you by closeatblair.com. Okay, time for today's top 10 list. As always, brought to you by Kalito Guitars. I promised you a second shout-out. And we owe it to them. And the thing that I love about Kalito Guitars, besides the fact that I get to do some online shopping, I really, really, really want that Steve Ibanez. I really do. I don't need the big signature edition. I don't need to go spend thousands of dollars, but I really, really want that guitar. I really do. And that's what happens. Like, when we kind of get fixated on something, you start thinking, you can see yourself playing it. You can just feel it in your hands. You look at it. And Steve Vai was one of my heroes, and I think, man, I just really want that. I'm not a serious player, but, man, I really want that guitar. Give yourself a little incentive. Go pick out a guitar. I'm not saying you got to go buy it today. Go to KalitoGuitars.com, C-A-L-I-D-O, guitars.com. Go look. Do a little window shopping, and then all of a sudden you start thinking, you know what, maybe I will pick up that extra shift. You know what, maybe I will do this. Or maybe I've got some, you know, things around here maybe I can sell that I'm not using anyway and get myself a great rig. Man, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Stop thinking about it. Start being about it. Visit Kalito Guitars. We'll give you that great promo code BSR. That's beautiful Steve Robertson. That gets you a 10% discount off your purchase. It gets you no shipping. It gets you no sales tax unless you live in the great state of Texas. And they make a 5% donation to the Bulldog Excellence Fund based on your purchase price. What a great deal, right? And how fortunate are we to have Kalito Guitars? It's our guitar shop. Again, it's not just a guitar shop, but it's just a lot cooler to call it the guitar shop than the music shop, even though, again, they're kind of a full-service retailer. Check them out for your string instrument needs. They can help you out. And, again, they're Bulldogs through and through. Matter of fact, they're going to be on their way to town. Gonna be part of the ball game. How cool is that? Kalito Guitars, your Mississippi State guitar shop. All right, time for today's top 10 list, as I mentioned. And we have a request. We've had a good run of requests. And thank you guys for that. You would think, you know, 5 years into this thing, I would run out of ideas, and perhaps you would run out of ideas as I open up a cold Coke Zero. Yeah, yeah. But no, sometimes you guys send in some challenges, and some of them are a little silly, and so I kind of put a pin in them. I kind of, you know, park them for a while. But this one was very interesting to me. This comes to us from Candace and says, Steve, I recently saw a reel on TikTok about songs that mentioned the band in the lyrics. What do you think? What kind of list could you put together? P.S. I think your hair is cool. Well, thank you, Candace. I think so, too. And one of the things that I don't do is waste my time thinking about how other people wear their hair. I don't. And so anybody out there that says, I wish Steve would get a haircut. Yeah, well, wish in one hand and you know what in the other and see which one fills up first. Because when I worked for Fox Sports, I had to get haircuts all the time. And I told my wife, I said, if I ever get away from these people, I'm never getting a haircut again. And she thought I was just being hyperbolic there. She didn't realize I was serious. She believes it now. Yeah. So let me think here for a second. What's it been, 12 years? Yeah, 12 years since I've had a haircut. I got hair older than your kids. Yeah, it's true. It's true. And this is my hair in its most natural form. What would happen if you stopped brushing yours? What would happen? This is what happens when I quit brushing mine. But nevertheless, thank you, Candace, for the compliment, and thank you for the request. And yes, I think I can put this together, but I can tell you it's not all rock songs. Some of it's top 40, starting with number 10. And we're going to go pretty quick because we got a lot of ground to cover. Number 10, how about Wang Chung's? Everybody have fun tonight. And you know the next line in the chorus is everybody Wang Chung tonight. I don't know how we Wang Chung, though. I know how we can have some fun. I don't know how we Wang Chung. Is that some kind of weird thing I don't understand? But it was a hit, and I think mainly because that video was so weird. It's true. Number 9. And some of you would want this song higher. I'm going to be honest with you. It's probably my least favorite song on Kill 'Em All. And you're going to judge me for it, and I'm prepared to be judged. But it's Whiplash from Metallica. They mentioned the name Metallica, obviously, in the song. But a lot of people love it. I like the live version better. And I think a lot of it's because maybe Elektra didn't put much money into production value of that album. But it's a great song live. I just don't think the album version is one of the better. I love No Remorse, man. You guys never give No Remorse any love. No Remorse is a great song on the Kill 'Em All album. You know it is. You just don't want to bring yourself to admit it. No Remorse is legit. Number 8, back to the pop era. The name of the band, Big Country. The name of the album, Big Country. The name of the song, Big Country. And there's really not anything country about them other than the fact that they live in a big country tree. My friend Benny Bruce that founded Molly Ringwald's, he used to sing that song for them. He thought it was so cute and clever. I need to check in on Benny. I really do. Number 7, we've had this before. And maybe it's because of our Aussie motif, you know, for a while. We're still in that mode. But it's Black Sabbath. The album is Black Sabbath. The band is Black Sabbath. The song is Black Sabbath. Really the first heavy metal song ever heard by many people on the great planet Earth. Number 6, back to the beginning. Back to 1980 for this band with the original singer. It's Iron Maiden. Again, the album is Iron Maiden. The song is Iron Maiden. That's track number 8, the last song on the album. And the band is Iron Maiden. Number 5, I kind of had to contort this one just a little bit, and I think Candace would forgive me. We hadn't talked about Motley in a while, right? And so we work Motley in, and how do we work Motley in, Steve? Well, back on the Girls, Girls, Girls album, and there's a cool shirt they had back then. I haven't been able to find the one that's exactly like it was back in 88, 89, 88, I guess. But it's Motley Crue's Bad Boy Boogie. And there's a line in this song, it says, you better lock up your daughters when the Motleys hit the road. So they're referring to themselves, and we get Motley in. We're going with it. Thumbs up from the judge from Russia. Number 5, Motley Crue's Bad Boy Boogie, which is kind of a silly song, to be honest with you. It's not one of my favorites on that album. Girls, Girls, Girls album isn't one of my favorite Motley albums, just so you know. I know it was like a gateway album for many of you. It's good. But it's not great. Just my personal feeling. I don't think it's as good as Shout, Too Fast for Love, certainly not as good as Dr. Feelgood. Just my feeling. It's better than Theater of Pain. But many of you, you know, and the Girls, Girls, Girls video is amazing. It is. It's amazing. And the song is amazing. And we've had a great time with it over the years. It still stands up. But that's just my feeling. Number 4, the great Freddie Mercury, and again, this technically fits the motif. It's Queen's Killer Queen. I love the harmony on this one, too. I do. There's just something about Freddie pushing that vocal forward. And it's just kind of got a little bit of pizzazz to it. Number 3, you weren't expecting this one, and you should. And I've recently had a chance. I love to talk music with young people. I really do. Because I like to educate and inform. But also, too, there's so many of them. Like they know some of the songs and some of the bands, but don't know the stories. And they love them. They're captivated. You know, that or they're just kind of obliging me. But as I shared with them, when License to Ill came out, I was in high school. It changed so much, man. It's like all of a sudden, this band, like, out of nowhere. Like, in the beginning, you thought it was a gimmick. You didn't realize that they actually had bars, but they do, as the kids say. But it's Beastie Boys, You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party. I guess the Fight for Your Right is the name of the song, technically. But you gotta fight for your right to party because, Mom, you're just jealous. It's the Beastie Boys. Number two, and I suspect some of you would probably have forgotten about this one, but this is a great song, and for many of you, it was your gateway song to one of the best bands of the late 80s, early 90s. They're still outperforming. They don't have the classic lead singer. They should, but I don't have to live with them. It's Skid Row. And right now, you're indexing in your head, what song is he talking about? Well, it's the first one. It's Youth Gone Wild. Because Park Avenue leads to Skid Row. But number one, and there was a bunch of these, you know, bands, songs, titles, same. I got to go with Bad Company. I got to go Bad Company, Bad Company, as the best song that mentions the name of the band in the lyrics. So there you go. Bad Company's Bad Company. Of course, it's been covered by Five Finger Death Punch and many others. But it's hard to beat Paul Rodgers vocally. I mean, it really is. Paul is one of those great blues singers, and it's so interesting. Like, a lot of people have a tough time calling people like Paul Rodgers and Robert Plant and David Coverdale blues singers. They are very much blues singers. And so I think what you're really kind of confessing is you don't know a lot about music, and that's okay. You can enjoy it and not, you know the ins and outs of all of it. But nevertheless, that's your top 10 list for today. Again, brought to you by closewithblair.com. We love Blair. We do. Your mortgage guy. Lock him in your phone under Blair Chandler, mortgage guy. All right. Next segment of the show brought to you by Campus Bookmart. I will be at Campus Bookmart signing books this weekend from 12 to 3 before the football game. So if you're out shopping this Saturday before we go beat Arizona State, you can come by and pick up some signed copies of books and come by and see my smiling face. I'm smiling most of the time. Most of the time. I'm not like an idiot, you know. I guess opinions vary, but I'll be at Campus Bookmart this weekend, 12 to 3, and then we'll mosey on over to Davis Wade Stadium to cover the football game. If you can't make it to town, I get it. You can order those books online when you make the rest of your Mississippi State purchases. Matter of fact, we could even get them personalized for you. Just call in, speak to them, and say, hey, I got an online order. Can you have Steve sign it while he's there? We're happy to do that for you. Personalize it, whatever you want. Well, I'm within reason, you know. But nevertheless, Campus Bookmart, that is your one-stop shop for Mississippi State merch. Next time you're in town, go by and see their smiling faces. If you come see me, I'll give you the complimentary hug. If you can't make the town again, campusbookmart.net, promo code BSR, which gets you free shipping on all orders over $75. Any order less than $75, absolutely incomplete. Okay. I want to spend a little time talking a little bit about kind of what's happened in the background and really on message boards and stuff. And the first thing that I want to say is I need everybody to take a deep breath, okay? Take a deep breath. Okay? You with me? Just take a deep breath. We all love Mississippi State. It's one of the reasons we listen to this show. There are some other people that listen to the show because they're obsessed with me, you know, obsessed with Mississippi State. I don't hope I have like a rabbit on a stove pot or something. Don't do that Glenn Close thing. Don't do it. But yeah, so we had this. Chris Lowe had this article and generated a lot of discussion. And hey, that's what you want, right? When you're in our industry, you want to write articles that generate discussion. But it also generated, I guess, some angst from some people. And I want to clear this up as best I can. I have spoken to Zach Selman today for about 40 minutes. I've spoken with Charlie Winfield today. I've spoken to some people, Mississippi State football today. I feel like I've got a good handle on this. And the first thing that I want to tell you right out of the gate, Chris Lowe didn't do anything wrong. Chris Lowe reported what he was told or what he uncovered. And it's not a controversial article. I mean, it's not a big deal, okay? It's a very positive article. You know, and it's basically about where we've come from. And so, again, there was, as soon as that, I woke up yesterday morning, I started getting these phone calls from people that are upset about something I haven't even read. And I'm like, kind of, can you slow down a little bit for me here? What's happening? What's going on? What are we upset about today? And so some numbers were released that were not entirely accurate. And that's true. Okay. That is true. Okay. And it wasn't anything willful, right? It wasn't anything malicious about it. Like, the only person that, like, truly knows everything that we've done over the course of this NIL stuff is Charlie Winfield. He's the only one that knows everything. And it's true. It's one of the reasons he's our player of the day. He's the only one that knows for sure. And so other people answer questions, and their answers are very well intended. And then people freak out because maybe it doesn't match what they've heard or what they thought or what somebody shared with them. And so here is one of the things that I want to share with you about that. Okay, NIL can be a complicated procedure, especially for the casual fan. And so it's not just about, you know, payments to players. There's a lot involved in it, right? For some situations, you know, there's automobiles, there's housing, there's a lot of things involved in NIL deals with certain players. It just is. It's all legal, right? Nobody's doing anything improper. And so some numbers were shared, but it weren't the full numbers. And then some people were like, hey, well, this just doesn't jive. Here is what I'll say about that. Again, and I've talked to Zach, and I love everybody involved. I do. And I don't just mean, like, from a professional standpoint, I've got a lot of respect for them. But I've got personal relationships with these people. These are people that I care about. These are people I've met their wives. You know, I've met their children. You know, like, you know, Charlie Winfield, like, my daughter worked like a summer at their law firm. You know, my girls know their children. You know, I mean, it's like, this is not an arm's length relationship, right? And so I want to kind of clear some things up. And I'm not getting into numbers. And I think that's, if there's any mistake we made, it's probably put a number on this, because people freak out about that. And here's my message to you is, the number is not the story, okay? And the truth of the matter is, the story is not the story. All due respect to Chris, and Chris is a friend. The story is Mississippi State is in a much better situation than we were a year ago, we were 2 years ago, we were 3 years ago. We are in a much better situation. NIL has only been legal for 4 years. And one of the things, and in my discussions today, and I give Zach a lot of credit, like, one of the things that Zach said, because there's so many people that want to act like there's all this acrimony and stuff, and that's just not true, okay? And Zach's like, hey, it was a much different time back then. You know, we didn't know what state laws were going to look like. We didn't know how state laws applied to out-of-state players. We didn't have a lot of national direction on this. The NCAA was trying to play catch-up. And I can assure you, Zach's not sitting in judgment about any of that stuff. And I think that's where some things kind of get twisted. You know, people get it out of here and think, well, this little quote matches my agenda and my worldview about how things were and how they should be and the people that I don't like. And so I'm going to latch on to that. You're wrong, okay? You're wrong. You're wrong in your thinking. You're wrong in your methodology. And you're wrong to just kind of cherry pick little things. The fact of the matter is, we are in a much better situation in the, quote, NIL era, in which now we're in the rev share era. The NIL era was going to be very, very difficult for Mississippi State. And so a lot of people are like, hey, well, we only had this. And I'm not going to get into a lot of specifics, but I want to make sure that you understand this. You do not hoard NIL money. Okay? That's not what you do. You raise money to spend money. You don't go put a war chest together. And a lot of times money is going out as fast as it's coming in. Now, you obviously want to have some surplus from time to time because things pop up. But do you guys not remember that when we all took part of the $1 million match? We did over at Gene's Page. We gave money personally. We gave money corporately through Gene's Page. to the Million Dollar March. We gave money to the NIL basketball game. We've been a partner with the Bulldog Initiative from the beginning, and we will continue to be. I don't know where we'd be. If Charlie Winfield hadn't stepped up and just kind of just figured this thing out on his own and then worked in conjunction with the university once that was permissible, and that happened the week that Bracky Brett became your interim AD. There's a revisionist history out there in the minds of some. But the reality of it is, all of where we were doesn't matter. It's about where we are and where we're going. There are some people out there that want to be proven right more so than they want to know what's right. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to tell you today. What's right is that we are on the best footing we have ever been. And despite what some other people may have told you, we were middle of the pack for a while. And it took us a while to kind of get our feet under us. And Zach Selman, of course, has been a willing partner with Charlie Winfield. And so together, everybody deserves some credit. And it doesn't matter who gets the most. But I can tell you, after speaking, and Charlie and I speak regularly. Again, Charlie's a buddy. I mean, sometimes we'll go a month without talking, then we'll talk 3-4 times a week. But Charlie's a friend. And as I've joked with him before, I said, man, when we die, we're all going to have to take the stairs. You're going to get to use the escalator, man, for what you've done for Mississippi State. But I can tell you this, Charlie Winfield doesn't want any credit. He just wants Mississippi State to do well in the win. Zach Selman doesn't want any credit. Zach Selman just wants Mississippi State to win. And I think it's important that we kind of ask ourselves, what do we want? Do we want to be right fighters? Or do we want to win? I want to win. And so when these kind of things pop up, and sometimes we're our own worst enemy, and part of that I include the totality of the fan base, because at times we have a very vocal minority that will take something and kind of contort it to fit what they think, and then they share that, oh, here's what really happened. They assign motive to other people's words that don't exist. And so the focus for those of us that truly love Mississippi State is on our future and is on what's ahead of us, more so than what's behind us. I think every one of us right now, if we can stop all of the pettiness and say, you know what, Steve, you know what I want most of all right now? I mean, what I want right here today is I want to score one more point than Arizona State does on Saturday. That's what I want right now. And then we'll go deal with the next week, right? But we have some incredibly generous donors that have been on board with NIL since the beginning. Incredibly. And people forget the fact that we had that big push that time to get to $5 million. Maybe you've forgotten that. And we forget those things, right? And it's kind of, you know, it's the only agenda we should have is winning, graduating our players, building upon that success, improving our facilities, improving our ability to go out and procure other players. And I spoke to people in Mississippi State football, and they tell me, like, this year, like, what we were able to go to battle with this year, incredibly competitive. The first year they get here, you know, we're playing catch up a little bit, right? And you know, we have to flip a roster that was not anticipated the year before. We didn't think when we promoted Zach Arnett that we were going to have to fire him and then flip the roster in less than 12 months. We didn't know that. And quite frankly, I don't know that we had the resources to do that successfully. And I think the evidence kind of shows that. Guys, Let me tell you this. I don't care if we put $100 million in the roster last year. We went 2-10. The rest is just details. Every bit of it is just details. And so rather than just kind of go finding a quote or a report that gives us what we believe is some gotcha moment, that's not helpful to Mississippi State, man. It may make you feel good in the moment, But what have you really won? I want Mississippi State to win. I want Zach Selman to win. I want Charlie Winfield to win. I want to win. I want you to win. I want everybody wearing maroon and white to win. Even if you don't like me, I still want you to win, because if we all win together, I think a lot of this noise kind of clears itself up. And that's one of the things that I absolutely hate, is when there is division within the fan base and we're at odds. And listen, it's one thing for us to debate play calling or coaching changes and things like that. And, you know, that's, you know, it's just like when we finally made the decision to move away from Chris Simonis, we hired O'Connor. Well, you know, we're unified in baseball now, for the most part. I mean, there's a few people out there that just want us to bulldoze a stadium and never give a dime to baseball. That's true. And you say, but Steve, that's a little bit over the top. No, there's some people that feel that way. They don't think we should ever give anything to baseball. And I don't know if when they were a student here that some diamond dog danced with their girlfriend at Rick's. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know who touched them and harmed them. But we're a baseball school, and that hurts some feelings for some reason. But that's the reality of it. But we love football. We do. We all do. And I think I speak for all of us. We'd rather have a national championship in football than anything else, because the residuals that come with that, number one, it's very difficult to do. But the residuals that come with that, right? You know, the season ticket renewals, I mean, the donations. I mean, the people are like, yes, we finally did it. You know, the exuberance that comes with that would far exceed anything else. Like, even if Vic Schaefer had won the national championship in women's basketball, as great as that would have been, it wouldn't have been the national headline that a national championship in football would be. And as much as I love baseball, many of you do. And look, hey, it's a great deal to us, but outside of the South, for the most part, they don't really care, you know. Not that we're playing for them. You know, we're playing for us. But if you begin to think about, you know, what a national championship in football would mean to Mississippi State, it's difficult to even fathom how beneficial that would be for us. I don't think there would ever be anything bigger in the totality of Mississippi State athletics than winning a national championship in football. We're a long way from that. But when I begin to look at, like, Arizona State last year, you know, again, I'm not forecasting that we make the playoffs. But if you look, they were 3-9 the year before and not picked to do exceptionally well in 2024. They end up in the playoff. I'm not saying we're going to end up in a playoff, but we're kind of following that same model. And my hope is that Jeff Lebby and his staff's evaluations are going to be comparable to what Kenny Dillingham's were last year. But I think it's important for us, again, just take a breath. Take a breath and let's focus on what matters most. Because I can, for a full day, yes, I couldn't get anything done. I had to turn my phone off because people are freaking out. And I'm like, why are we freaking out about this? You know, a lot of people, well, you know, we were told this number and there's this number. And, you know, we just got to give each other a little grace, man. And I can tell you that everybody involved is doing what they're supposed to be doing. Nobody has been a bad steward of your money. Nobody is out there just kind of feeling like, you know what, this is no big deal. It is a big deal. We understand that. It is. But let's all take a deep breath and let's get ready to go play Arizona State, right? I mean, we got to stop doing this to ourselves. We have to. And sometimes I think we're just kind of waiting, and then all of a sudden something happens and somebody gets involved, and next thing you know, there's all this outrage. And I think a lot of it's because we're scared to lose. It's like, let me focus on this because I want to get outraged about this, because if we lose this weekend, then I'd be like, well, yeah, well, no wonder we lost. You know, I got some friends, man, that I love dearly. But, man, they're always laying the groundwork to come back and say, I told you so. So let's stop chasing the noise and the rabbit trails and things of that nature. And so, yeah, and to put it succinctly, yeah, there were some numbers that were put out there that weren't completely accurate. But it wasn't with ill intent. You know, nobody out there has an agenda. You know, and then when you begin to talk, oh, yeah, oh, that's right, okay, yeah. And at the end of the day, the numbers don't matter. What the numbers were a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 100 years ago, don't matter. All of that is a means to an end to get us to winning football games. And we have an opportunity this weekend to have one of the biggest wins that we've had in recent years. So let's please train our focus on that. Let's all come together. Let's all stop this. Okay, this is the last time I'm talking about this. Let's stop this and let's get move forward with what really matters. And that's what happens on the field. Wins and losses. That's how everybody is judged. That's how history will judge this coaching staff, this era of football, this athletic department. Wins and losses. Nobody's going to say, you know what? Let it be said. Let it be written. These guys kept a really good yard. Nobody cares about that stuff. It doesn't matter. I mean, I guess their neighbors do. I don't care. You let it be said that he always had a pocket watch. Who cares? You win, you lose. End of list. All right, final segment of the show brought to you by the Stark Vegas Clubhouse, the best place to stay in the Golden Triangle without any question, especially if you're bringing a large group to town. You don't have to. You can have the whole place to yourself. Nobody's judging you, right? But it'd be a shame to have all that extra room and not utilize it for your friends and family. Yeah, it's true. Six bedrooms, two bath, plenty of parking, full-service kitchen, the wet bar, the back porch area, the fire pit area, 5 minutes away from the Mississippi State campus. It's the old renovated clubhouse at the old country club out past the Highlands. It's a great facility before. It's even better now. We've stayed there. We had a great time. We encourage you to stay there as well. Mom's not getting any younger. Dad's not getting any younger. Wouldn't it be great to make some memories with them and have everybody under one roof? And if you're ballgame folks, I mean, instead of having everybody just all over the county in different Airbnbs and hotels, maybe save a little money rather than getting six hotel rooms. How about everybody just stay together? And you can congregate. You can cook together. You can just enjoy that downtime together. It's a wonderful experience to stay at the Stark Vegas Clubhouse, if I can get it out. Google the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. When you do, their booking options will pop up. You can book through Airbnb. You can book through VRBO. But if you want to save some money, book through the Evolve website and use promo code BSR10. That's Beautiful Steve Robertson, the number 10, 10, BSR10. Gets you 10% off your stay. And again, 5 minutes away from the Mississippi State campus. Check out their Facebook page for more information and to see pictures of all the amenities available to you and your guest, the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. Let's take a quick look at kind of where we are with our betting lines right now around the Southeastern Conference. Week two, no Thursday night games. Everybody's playing on Saturday. You know, we had the Missouri Central Arkansas game last week. Texas, that's 11 a.m. kick on Saturday, broadcast on ABC. They'll host the Spartans of San Jose State. Texas favored by 36.5. And after what you saw last week with Arch Manning, you kind of wonder a little bit, you know, can they cover? Certainly they'll win. Will they cover? We'll see. Utah State is at A&M. A&M also a huge favorite in the game, 31.5 points there. Utah State's 1-0. Won't be surprised to see the Aggies cover. Yeah, a little bit of a little double entendre there, I guess you could say. But, Utah State possibly covering. That's a lot of points, 31.5. A lot of points. Especially when Utah State's a 1-0 team. I don't know if you're big fans of Utah State. Maybe you love all land-grant schools. Maybe that's your thing. It's like, hey, Steve, that's our sister school, but so is A&M, but we kind of hate them a little bit. But they knocked off UTEP last week. So who knows? 28-16 win last week. You know, maybe they can make it good against the Aggies. Yeah, we'll see. Austin Peay and Chris Parson against Georgia. No line on this game. But again, Austin Peay knocked off Middle Tennessee last week. And, you know, listen, they're not going to match up talent-wise, but they can protect Chris Parson. You know, maybe Chris can kind of make this interesting. Rooting for Chris. He's a great guy. Ole Miss at Kentucky. The line has come down a little bit. It's currently at 9.5 points. And again, the thing that I say, and we talk about it all the time, going to Kroger Field is just weird. It just is. And a lot of it's because Mark Stoops makes it weird. You know, Mark's kind of a weird guy anyway. You know, he was like the Eastern Dan Mullen. But he kind of had Mullen's number a little bit. Weird games went up there. But Dante Dowdell, the former star from the Mississippi Gulf Coast, of course, went to Oregon, then to Nebraska. Now he's at Kentucky. He had a big game last week, 14 carries, 129 yards, and one touchdown. We are rooting for him to have a Heisman-esque quality performance this weekend against Ole Miss. Not exactly sure what to know what this Ole Miss team, I mean, it's, you know, we expect them to take a step back, and they would. That's being fair. That's not being critical. But you know, Kentucky got them last year with better personnel. Like, Kentucky wasn't a great team last year. They're not expected to be a great team this year, but they won last year in Oxford in a weird game. And now they're going home where it could be even weirder. Over and under on this thing is like 50.5 points. I don't know that I think I may like the under. East Tennessee State, the Pirates, 1-0 on the year. How about that? FCS team rolling in Knoxville. I'm not sure what to expect out of Knoxville. They beat Murray State last week. East Tennessee State did, the Buccaneers, pardon me. Not technically the Pirates, but a Buccaneer is a Pirate. But I was wrong. But I'm not sure what to expect out of Tennessee. I mean, Aguilar had three touchdowns and 247 yards. But in the Heupel offense, you want to vertically challenge people. I don't know if Aguilar has the arm to really push the ball down the field. We'll see how things go. Not going to be challenged this week. But, you know, look at this Tennessee team, too. You know, that's, you know, it's a huge game for us this weekend. And you start thinking about the possibilities. If you win this weekend, you got a real possibility of being 4-0 when Tennessee comes to town. Next week, Tennessee plays Georgia. Then they get UAB. And then they come to Mississippi State. So we're the first road game for them. There's always something with that, but it could be a battle of 4-0, 3-1 teams. You know, we'll see kind of how things go. I don't think Tennessee can beat Georgia. And you never know what kind of shape they're going to be in after that Georgia game. Kansas at Missouri, I'm excited about this one. I am. You said, well, Steve, how excited can you be about a Missouri game? I love the Kansas-Missouri basketball rivalry. Missouri currently favored 6.5 points in this game. I don't know if you've kept up with Kansas. They started before everybody else did. They knocked off Fresno State. They got Wagner last week. I mean, you don't know anything about this team other than the fact that they've only allowed 14 points combined. And Jalen Daniels could be interesting. Yeah. Talented quarterback. Can Kansas make that a game in Como? I mean, again, the spread's not substantial. But I think this is a test for Missouri. I like Missouri, but, man, I tell you, this could be a very entertaining game. That's going to be 2:30 on ESPN2. The 3:15 game, you know, they always pair that up. You know, they always have that dog of a game. Florida is a 17.5 point favorite against South Florida. The Bulls, of course, early, you know, beat Boise State like a drum. Wouldn't be surprised at all to see them make this a game. If that number 13 ranking next to Florida's name, I'm just not buying it. I'm just not. Arkansas State and Arkansas again getting together for the very first time ever on the football field. A historic game because for years the Razorbacks wouldn't play them. They knocked off Southeast Missouri 42-24 in week one. So this could be, you know, I mean, it's a historic game. They'll play in Little Rock and they'll have a big ceremony. The Razorbacks favored by 23.5. I think they cover easily. South Carolina will host South Carolina State. I talked about this on the jeanspage.com message boards today, but you know, Zay Hardy was the guy that flipped from us to South Carolina on signing day last year. Defensive tackle out of East Mississippi. Did not make the trip last week when they went to Atlanta to play Virginia Tech. Not currently listed on the 3-deep chart at South Carolina. So is he injured? Is he just not progressing? One of the things that I said last year, even though he was committed to us, I said, that guy's got to get bigger and stronger. I went and watched him play and saw him get shoved around all night and couldn't even get video. I mean, I don't even know that he made a tackle. But South Carolina, currently number 10 in the country. Are you buying that? I'm not. I think they're good. I don't think they're great. No line in that game. Louisiana Tech is at LSU. This will be a fun one. LSU, of course, huge win against Clemson that's going to really, really pay some dividends for them when the playoff rankings come out, because of the fact I think Clemson is going to be very good in their league, and LSU will kind of ride the wave of that. A road win against a team that could win the ACC. If LSU handles their business, they've got an opportunity to get in the playoffs and feel pretty good about life. Louisiana Tech, of course, they'll be all jacked up, but man, LSU's a 37.5-point favorite. I just don't know that they can pair up. And that LSU defense is elite. I mean, watching them against Clemson, you see, you know what I'm talking about. Arizona State at Mississippi State, that line is now 6.5. It started at 10 with some books, but it's now under a touchdown. I suspect that'll be the case. Michigan at Oklahoma. Michigan, a road dog here. Oklahoma favored by 5.5 at home. Oklahoma at 18. I'm not buying the Oklahoma hype. I've read some people think that they could potentially be a playoff team this year. I just don't see it. I don't think the schedule is helpful in that regard either. But Michigan coming in, that's helpful if you win, for sure. Michigan knocked off the Lobos of New Mexico in week one. Yeah. Ball State's at Auburn. 43.5-point favorites is the Tigers. That's a lot of points. And the over-under on this game is just 52.5. And then, you know, Auburn's given 43.5 points, you know. And so is this going to be like, you know, a 55-10 type ball game? It's kind of tough to make the math work. But, you know, Jackson Arnold, of course, did a really good job last week running the football. 16 carries, 137 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Threw for just 108. I just don't know that you can keep him healthy over the duration of an SEC schedule. Can he handle the grind of an SEC schedule running the football 16 times a game? I don't know that he can, but in that fourth quarter, he elevated them to victory over Baylor. Vanderbilt and Virginia Tech. This one could be interesting. It's in Blacksburg. Virginia Tech's already 0-1. They lose to South Carolina. I didn't think they looked really good. Vanderbilt, and you got Pavia there too, 275 yards last week and 3 touchdowns. I kind of like Vanderbilt in a minor upset here. I think Vandy is going to be good enough in these types of games, whereas used to it was just kind of like you just kind of check the box. I think Vanderbilt might actually win this one. Louisiana Monroe's at Alabama. Ask Nick Saban about Louisiana Monroe. Yeah. People forget Louisiana Monroe beat Alabama when Nick Saban is the coach early in his tenure there. But the Tide, 36.5-point favorites. But I tell you, watching Kalen DeBoer's pressers this week, that guy looks like he's ready to get fired. That's how it looks. It's like things are not going the way that I thought they would. I thought I would step in here and things would be okay. And if you watch the physicality that Florida State took to Alabama last week, you probably feel like I do. It's like this Alabama thing is probably over. All right, if you hadn't done so, go to DutyNobleBook.com. You can get signed copies of all my sports titles. Of course, that's Flim Flam, Stark Villains, Alpha Dogs, Dog Pile, and The Dude. In addition, you get copies of When the Bottom Falls. I had a friend of mine just pick up the book, and she's a few chapters in and says, "Hey, I feel like I know you a lot better." Well, I'm sure you do. That book basically is me naked before the world, trying to help other people. If you're a person that maybe needs some inspiration, if you're a person that wants to learn more about recovery, or perhaps you need to be in recovery or you're in recovery, it may be a good book for you. That's When the Bottom Falls. Come float with us at True West Float Spa of Starkville. You can dial 662-268-7601. Speak directly to my lovely wife, Dana. She can answer any questions you may have. If you're a person that suffers with chronic anxiety or pain, or maybe perhaps you just need a break, we may be able to help you. We've helped many others. We encourage you to give it a chance. Floating is a very unique experience. It's something that we own a float spa, and I don't get to float enough because I'm so busy chasing the Bulldogs. But got to make some time to go get in there, and as do you, be sure and check it out today. And come join us over at jeanspage.com, the Mississippi State affiliate of 247 Sports. Until next time, let's all live our lives in a way we make more friends than enemies, and people can see a difference in the way we live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.